Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly clear. 75 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 73 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 72 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 71 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 71 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 72 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 73 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 74 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 73 degrees.
Oh, Roger, beep, really? Oh, yeah. Or tell me you're a CBR without telling me you're a CBR.
Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 74 degrees.
Oh, really? Yeah, I know. I'm away, you know. See what I hear on the HF bands. Then Shell's make it breakfast.
I'm having biscuits and gravy for breakfast.
I'm having something similar. Got this Bob Evans tray of sausage gravy sausage. It's a casserole, kind of breakfast casserole kind of thingy. I picked up at Gordon's yesterday on a recommendation. So that's currently in the oven.
I knew they did like little like breakfast microwavable meal things, but this is like a whole tray thing in the oven.
Okay, here we go. Bob Evans breakfast bake, home style country gravy and sausage with eggs, potatoes, and cheddar cheese.
Doesn't sound half bad. I know she took some sausage out from the farm and defrosted, sort of defrosted. She was going to make it yesterday, but we had to deposit somebody's check that they sent us, which, thank you. So we had to go to Bertrand, and we stopped at Tony's there in Bertrand and got breakfast from there. So she didn't get to make it if she wanted, so she's doing it now. For some reason, I remember my mom picking up, they used to have like a family-style breakfast to go that you could order from Bob Evans, and it had stuff like that in it.
You used to be able to buy their gravy and packets and their biscuits and sausage and everything and do up your own, and their gravy's one of the best. It's one of the tastiest. And, I mean, I know it's easy to make, but there's a great taste, great flavor. But I cannot find that anymore. I can find their, of course, I can find their sausage and patties and links and stuff, and both in ready-to-eat heat meat and raw or meat cooking. But I can't find the biscuits and gravy and stuff anymore, so I don't know. But this thing was pretty cool. Big tray. It's enough for a few people, so I was thinking, I wish I had a saw, cut it into like a couple of cubes. That way I can only make a portion of it at a time. But I don't have a saw that can cut through a block of frozen casserole. Ah, well.
No, but that'd be kind of cool. Well, now I know why the IARU ended at 11:59 Zulu. Well, my little hammy clock says it's 13:57 Zulu, so that's why there's nobody on the band except for FTA. So I guess I should export and submit my log from last night. But I made a whole 70 contacts. I guess since there's no HF contest, I'll roll myself to the workshop and start working on stuff in the workshop. I don't know when Chris is going to bring them. I have power supplies. So I don't need them like this second, but before we go deploy, I'll grab those from Chris. I thank you again for running them up there. And I thank Dave again, too, for finding them. Do you have enough that you need to?
Yeah, there was 40 in the box, so I got the 10 I needed, and then I gave you the 30. And then he said he's got more, so when you're ready to outfit the rest of that cache, definitely reach out to Peanut Dave. He got you covered.
Sweet! Because, like, we were paying more for the power supply even at $10 than we paid for the Dwight boxes.
Yeah, this is a sweet, sweet deal. I think what happens is when they do their whatever their 3-year or 5-year cycle is, I think they just use the same supplies and they just instead of going snaking around back behind the desk and pulling the cord just to put another Dell 19 volt brick in, they just unplug the old one, plug in the new one, and walk away. So that's, I'll bet you there's boxes of these laying around everywhere. Just, that's why they never come with power supplies, though.
Good morning, 1000 hours.
Same thing here, so.
Hardly.
Yeah,
good sunny.
Deal. Yeah, that was kind of a sore spot, paying more for a damn power supply than you did for the Weiss box. But I got all mine covered now. I got like 20 of them. When you got the big cache, I got like 20. And, I've already deployed 2, 4, 6, 8, and then plus I got a couple doing other odds and ends. My main node at home is running ASL3 on one of those. That's been like a rock. The pies are still, the jury's still out, but I understand there's an upgrade, there's a update. So I'm going to do that and play around a little bit more with the ASL3 for the Pi, but the one that I did on the Weiss box has been just like a rock of Gibraltar.
And you got the simple USB on that, or are you just using the hub off of that one?
Yeah, I ran simple USB, and I have a little duplex RF deck that I built up out of a pair of Bofang 888s. I pull the final, and so that it's only putting out milliwatts. and I can plug that into whatever. But I got that waste box running that via super simple tune, and works really well.
All right, good. I haven't tested. I got the two pies up in the garage. I've got the hubs. But the next ones to test are going to be wise boxes with simple USBs, because that's what's, Fleet 5 has, well, RTCM is on it for VHF, but a simple USB interface for the UHF, and then, Mayville's got RTCMs for ham UHF, but simple USB for the GMRS, so, yeah. But I think today I gotta see how many UHFs. The problem is I want to do UHF, MI7 radios for $9,600 baud, but I don't know if I have very many CDM 1200s or 750s or any of those left. I know I have a tub full of M1225s, but those, for some reason, they'll decode 9,600, but they will not modulate 9,600. It's just not working on them. So, I don't know, I gotta start digging through that. I got plenty of VHF radios, so I'm set for VHFs for all the nodes we talked about, but UHF 9600 radios I gotta look for.
Yep. Yeah, it reminds me, I've got one sick Quantar on the bench. All my working ones are deployed. So I got to get that sick one back online, and then maybe go back to the well, because I'm going to... Unless I find something else for the GMRS crap. No need to waste the Quantar there. But what? That's the thing. It's not like I've got some alternative that's, going to do a rock, drop a brick on at 50, like the Quantar will.
I don't even have any problems with the MTRs, but Flint's been running that 1225. I mean, they set it at 20 watts, and, this brick is finally going heavy, but I think it's because the other brick that was in there first had some issues prior to it, but knock on wood, you set them at 20 watts, they can do them good cooling, they just run. Of course, it's 20 watts, but look what we're doing with 20 watts.
Now that I think of it, I might have a continuous duty PA that could do 110 water. He'll certainly do 50. I got plenty of MSF PAs, and power supplies, so find a way to retask those. Use those for the stuff, but that way I could free up, because I'm gonna need a machine for Richmond, and I wouldn't mind plucking that Quantar out of Mount Clemens. Use that over at somewhere else. Just use that for the hammy stuff. And then you mentioned earlier the RTCMs. I'd love to get some of those. It's just it's a dollar commitment that I'm not comfortable making. Especially when you have that discriminator audio issue with the Quantars. Although I understand they've got it working pretty well, but I don't know what I'd do with, would I do a satellite receiver, or would I do simulcast? I got the three sites. Simulcast has a certain appeal.
Yeah, that's just the kicker, is the whole Quantar discriminator audio crash. But, it is a commitment for the RTCMs, that's for damn sure. But, in fact, when we switched ASL up to ASL3, we had to change the default port they use, because it's not running in root anymore. So, when we do that, I have to log into each RTCM and make changes to it, so... work on seamanship, but I think they should work in the workshop building cables while I'm down here with my on my foot right now for a while. When I go upstairs to put my foot up, maybe I'll work on the seamanship. Alive. I know. It's a rough life you lead.
Well, when you have it, send me credentials. I'll be a guinea pig. I've got a button waiting for it. Anyhow, yeah. As far as the arts, real quick, let's circle back just a second, if you don't mind. On the RTCMs, those don't run any software. Those have some firmware. In a fully implemented system, you would have a server, presumably at the prime site, that would be running ASL, and then the RTCMs completely, is there a controller needed at each site with an RTCM, or does the RTCM have everything necessary?
The RTCM has everything necessary. Basically, at some sites, like, it's just a radio, an RTCM, a GPS, and, you know, Ethernet. So that's all it's needed for a receive site. Or for prime, well, there's what they call the, you have to have an RTCM, they say, on the same LAN segment as the server. So if you're going in P25 nomenclature, your prime site has, because it needs a GP, an RTCM, and it uses that as the master RTCM for timing for the server itself. So technically, you could put, you know, a RTCM on your master RTCM with the server somewhere with a receiver, and then what they call the other RTCMs make one. You could turn trans, each RTCM by default has receive. And then you add the transmit flag to where you want it to transmit audio. So you could actually have an RTC, you could have four RTCMs doing transmit audio. It's just a matter of which one's tagged inside the server. So wherever the server is, they say you should have an RTCM there, and that RTCM be the master. So generally, because we've been putting them at our transmitter sites, because that's just what we want to do, that way if the microwaves drop, you still have a local repeater with full time and courtesy tone and all that. If for some reason your RTCM falls away from the network or loses Ethernet, you can have what's called offline mode, which will then turn on in RTCM repeat and with a CWID or a hang time. So, you know, you can still have your main site up even if the server for some reason reboots or whatever.
All right, and you, I know you've used these in the RTCM voting application, but did I hear correctly that you had actually successfully did the simulcast, at least experimentally?
Experimentally, yes, and the issues I've had with it, they have addressed with, you have to do a different timing for the audio. The issues came into play with the PL, of all things, and transmit PL. And to address that, what you do is you feed a 9, instead of, you know, you get your 10 megahertz oscillators from GPS kind of thing, you feed a 9.6 megahertz crystal. There's a 9.6 megahertz crystal inside the RTCM. You remove that and feed it from a GPS source. And once you do that, then the RTCMs are happy for transmit audio on simulcast. So, you know, you're going to have to feed a 9.6 in and a 10 megahertz, you know, so 9.6 megahertz oscillator for the RTCM, and you mod the RTCM to, you remove the crystal and put that in its place, and then, since most of the other stuff needs 10 megahertz anyway, you can use 10 megahertz oscillator for the transmitter itself. If that makes sense.
sounds like a perfect place for the Bodner dual GPSDO. I've got a couple of those. I've got the I've got one of the single channel ones, and I've got a couple of the multi-channel ones. So, but anywho. All right. Well, I may or may not monkey with it later on. You know, part of me was just, you know, get a hold, you know, just see if Peanut Dave can give me a receiver down there and throw a receiver up there and just do a couple of receivers is all. That's part of me was thinking about doing that. But yeah, I don't know. I'll have to wait and see. But I don't have the RTCMs, and I just don't feel like forking out the cash for it. Ah, well. All right, let me go check on my Bob Evans down on the farm, see how that's coming along, and see how close we are to sausage gravy goodness. W8FU.
Yeah, I'm hearing the timer on the stove go off upstairs, so I may be getting close to having biscuits and gravy. So, W8FS.
Good morning, 1100 hours, sunny, 77 degrees.
Hey, dear wife.
Good afternoon, 1200 hours, partly sunny, 80 degrees.
KKJ monitoring.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours, partly sunny, 82 degrees.
NHGIO in Beaver Creek, Ohio, listening.
W8FU, KZ8Z.
Yo-Yo.
I just left Gordon's food service with a couple of tubes. Thanks for the tip.
Yep, just stumbled across it, just on chance. Wally told me about that breakfast bake thing. So I was in there for that reason, and then when I was back there, I says, oh, looky day. So there is another place that's got it.
The other thing that I get there kind of on a regular basis are their sausages, the sausage links, but they're the thicker, the bigger ones. They have both the bigger ones and the small size, and they're from Detroit Sausage Company, which is where I was at Beaumont Hospital eating in their cafeteria a long time ago, and the sausages were tasty. I'm like, where do you guys get these? And the lady went back, checked the box, and came out. She goes, Detroit Sausage Company, and you can get them at TFS. So if you're liking your sausage links, they have them. But it's a pretty big box.
Yeah, that's the problem with a lot of those places, Gordon in particular. Yeah, it's just Andrea and I now, empty nesters, and so, you know, I have a hard time, you know, anything that has a shelf life, I have a hard time going through it in the time frame. Hell, I'm finding there's things that wouldn't even have given a second thought to them now. I've got a throttle back on just how often I buy it, but I'm getting used to it. Plus, we eat completely different, so that's why I eat out all the time. It's just, you know, we have completely different eating habits and patterns. So, with the kids not here, I just can't, you know. I was thinking about getting a Costco membership. I went yesterday with Dave. I went to Costco, and I in concept, I love the place, but realistically, I just don't know how often I would go there. And, you know, if I don't get the $60 membership back somehow, gas or food savings or something like that, then that's really, you know, it's really pointless.
Yeah, like I mentioned yesterday, we have a Costco membership. It's just my wife and I, too, and somehow we make it work. But the joke with us is, you know, you go there for, I don't know, package of steaks or something, and I'll vacuum seal them in the food saver, sealer thing, put them in the freezer. But you can go there for one thing, and you can't leave without spending at least $300 a time.
Well, I know while I was in there. There used to be one right here. It used to be a couple miles north of me, and it closed. And I guess I never really pursued, you know, where's the next nearest one. But it turns out there's one just a couple miles from me over on Van Dyke. And I just never think of going there when I shop. And but it's certainly close enough. I'm going to have to make it a point because while I was in there yesterday, I thought, you know, there was a lot of things in there that looked interesting. I mean, I don't know if I need six large bottles of ketchup, but, hey, I know where I can get them if I do.
Six bottles of ketchup. There's a party. Hey, I'm heading into the Rochester Depression, so I'll say farewell before I get really scratchy here. So thanks again for the tip, Sean. KDAZ.
All righty. I look forward to hearing your assessment of it, see what you think. So, all right, we'll talk to you in a bit. Here, there, everywhere. W8FU.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Sunny. 84 degrees.
This is W8VIK, Waterford, Michigan.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly sunny. 85 degrees.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Partly sunny. 86 degrees.
K-A-B-B.
W-A-F-U.
Hey, how's the Huck hand doing?
Doing pretty well. It's almost, you know, back to reasonable. A couple things still bother it a little, but I'd say by tomorrow I should be pretty much, you know, just any heavy lifting or anything. Kind of exactly what he said.
Very good. Glad to know that it is progressing. I have not been even downstairs since we last talked. Busy day yesterday, and just leaving the office today. Just leaving the office right now, heading back home. Maybe I'll get to radio a little later.
Roger. Well, I am just pulling into the Kroger Marketplace at 12 and Stevenson, so I'm going to go inside and grab a few items. And if you're still on the road when I get back out, we'll catch you then.
Okie dokie. Don't buy too many carbs. T-A-B-B.
Updated weather. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. UHF hub disconnected. Special weather statement. Special weather. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. 83 degrees. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good evening. 1800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 81 degrees. UHF hub connected to Flynn 600. UHF hub connected to FDI hub. UHF hub connected to node 53696.
AHDRH monitoring.
W-A-D-A-P, monitoring.
So go ahead, pick up the phone. Yo, pick up the phone.
What's up?
A-F-8, B-L-X, monitoring. A-F-8, B-L-X. Monitoring and board.
Good evening. 1900 hours. Partly sunny. 81 degrees. Good evening. 2000 hours. Mostly sunny. 81 degrees. Good evening. 21 hours. Sunny. 78 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Partly cloudy. 77 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 74 degrees.